Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got four free LG Stylo 5 phones, four lines for $100 a month, I smashed up the car, and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes. It's completely smashed. But four free phones.
Switch to Boost and get four lines for $100 a month, four free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Me and my friends always went to Whataburger freshman year. We realized that we were having a lot of fun, and so we started putting out flyers saying Whataburger Social, and it just took off from there and started getting really big. One of the weeks, we got up to 65 people. We definitely have a lot of people that order the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich, hearty chicken strips, Texas toast, the barbecue sauce pouring off the sides, cheese melts on top. Delicious. The honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich, that's my all-time favorite.
And the bunny, I'm your host, Kristen Johnson.
And I'm Chris Carr. Hope you guys had a great week and weekend. We sure did. We have fun, Chris?
I had a really, really great time.
we spent the weekend together, and Friday night was pretty awesome. You came to my house. We had, you made me this fabulous, fabulous shrimp scampi with this really odd kind of secret ingredient of Goya. And I hope you don't mind me saying that on the air.
But you
this,
just like
Goya stuff, which I don't even know what it is. It's like orange or something, it was wicked good. And we had some cocktails with friends. We did a Skype party that night. Actually, that was pretty fun
with our radio friends.
Yeah, with our radio buddies. I want to give a shout out to them, Clarissa and Joe and Seraphine and Lorelei. Seraphine and Lorelei, who are both on this network, and hopefully you're listening. Big shout out to you, and especially a big shout out to Bubba Lou, Clarissa's cat, who perpetually gets in all of Clarissa's interviews because he's meowie. And we had this really weird conversation, right, about Bubba Lou, you know, because we've had a few drinks and stuff, and we're sitting outside, and we're like, you know, in this like Skype party thing. We're talking about Bubba Lou, and you know, we all have cats too. Getting your cat fixed and what that's like, you know, and how the cat's, you know, puffiness in the back, you know, the little cotton balls, they kind of, they start to shrink, right? You know, if you have a cat and you've gone through this, we're all laughing about it because they go from like a cotton ball to a Q-tip in a matter of months. And, you know, I think I commented something like, wouldn't it be nice, like, if maybe the veterinarian could stuff them with catnip, you know, before giving your cat back?
You had a zipper on it.
Maybe put a zipper so you could refill it. It'd be sort of like when you take your child to the dentist and they give them a lollipop, right? You know, the cat goes home and, you know, he's happy. He's, you know, he's got something. So so that was a lot of fun. We were talking all kinds of things.
And then Saturday, we went on a little investigation and we went to Hope Cemetery.
Yeah.
Cemetery. It was awesome. Really cool. There's some legends around that as well. That's going to be for next week, we believe.
Right. And that was beautiful. It's such a big cemetery, you know, and the art and some of the monuments is just amazing. I've not been in a cemetery as impressive as that. And I know they moved like a bunch of cemeteries to it when they built it, which is an interesting thing if you're in a paranormal.
I think there was six, but I'll have to check my facts on that.
Right. I don't remember either, but oh my God, some of the monuments and stones and stuff. Like, awesome. Oh yeah. And of course, we've got some like crazy stuff.
We do.
But we're going to save that, you know, for another show.
And then later on that night, Chris made a really romantic, nice steak dinner. He makes the best steaks in the world. I mean, even in a frying pan, Chris, I don't know what you do to them, but they're awesome. Thank you.
Well, frying pan is like nice in the winter, but we had them out in the grill.
The grill is really great. And he made homemade sangria for us. Mm-hmm. And that was wonderful.
My sangria is evil. But just a wonderful kind of evil.
Yeah. And then it was great, though. It was really good. Then we met my daughter, hi Elizabeth, and her friends for drinks. We actually went out with them, and it was a pretty great night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
We did. We had a really great time.
So, yeah, we were thinking tonight we would focus on maybe some of the sound bites that we got from the undisclosed location that I am not going to talk about. And I maybe hinted a little too much about it last week and on another show, that and another paranormal topic that kind of ruffled some feathers out there. And I'd like to apologize because I really do not want to drive people toward a cemetery that quite plainly states do not investigate, you know, do not have paranormal investigations. Something we didn't know going in. We just arrived during the day, and we're like, well, you know, you are allowed. It's not a no trespassing sign. It's just they literally state on the sign, no paranormal investigations, which is curious a little bit, you know, because I guess it is heavily investigated. And there's some other things about transmitting the data and that you want permission. So what I've decided would be the best course of action would be just to not disclose the name of it because the data we got was so good. Some of the data is specific to the cemetery, so we've kind of left that out. And I don't know, we're going to save that for like a lost episode of Bigfoot and a Bunny or something like that.
I think eventually, you know, that's what we're getting to.
Right. So I apologize. Everybody makes mistakes. Look, we're all carbon-based life forms. You know, we're all made of the same stuff, this flesh, this blood, this microorganisms or whatever it is, you know, and we all have things going on in our lives. And no matter what you see in pictures of social media, you know, there's always something, you know, Chris and I, we have all kinds of things in our lives that are just crazy. And of course, we don't throw it out on the internet. You know, we're all going through things. So it would be good, you know, if you take a moment in your life to replace some of the anger with kindness, maybe some, I don't know, if you feel jealous in some way, link it to aspiration. If you feel pride, mix it with modesty. You know, just try a little bit, because you're all also part of the collective consciousness. Whether you like it or not, this has been proven by science over and over. And what affects you affects me. It affects us all.
And I mean, like they say, if you smile at somebody, it makes their day. They will smile back and they'll smile at somebody. And you pay that forward all day long.
And absolutely. If you go out of your way to make somebody smile, laugh,
right,
you know, it pays you back instantly. And don't, long and short of it is, don't sweat the small stuff, guys. You know, there's so many bigger problems than this, bigger fish to fry.
There's always other people with bigger problems out there than your own.
Right. Seemingly, it's all perspective. Doesn't matter, you know. But the first clip that we want to play for you, we hear the name Frank, and we actually hear it three times quite clearly on a spirit box. And I think I'm using the I don't think this is the Shack Hack. This is the other one.
It's the S-Box.
The S-Box, the new one. And yeah, which I really am liking this thing. It's working out real well. And you'll hear this three times if you're wearing headphones, twice if you're not, because one of them is a little like shaky, but you're going to hear two really good Franks.
Who died here?
It's a loaded question.
Who died here?
It's a loaded question.
I've got the wrong string. Joe, if you could just... Sorry. Give us an indication that it's over. I suppose it probably is over at this point. Feel free to pop on and let us know.
Yeah, I double looped it for you. I'm a hand in here with y'all while you... Let me turn this off. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I'd appreciate it. Maybe just let us know when it's done, because I thought I had this. I have the stream on my phone, but for some reason, there's a delay. I'm not quite getting it.
Nah, you're good. I just wanted to turn that background order so everybody wasn't listening to the studio while you're going.
No worries. Just so the listeners know, we can't actually hear it when Joe plays it yet. We're kind of working out a few bugs.
Right.
So, that was freaking amazing. Like, so clearly you hear Frank. I'm like, oh my God, what's up with him?
Right. Three times in a row, different voices. I mean, it's really great.
We got this kind of stuff, you know, over and over again. in this particular undisclosed location. And, you know, a lot of names and, you know, feelings. And again, we'll, there's a certain paranormal event we'll talk about a little later toward the close of the show with an EVP that was freaking amazing. And we had an experience that we couldn't record. And we'll tell you about that. But it, right. It plays into the EVP. So that was really cool. All right. So I think the next one, right, is...
Yes, the tip two is you always say, does anybody or would anybody like to talk to us? And you always say today. But for some reason, this one finished your sentence and said today really loud over you.
Right. And I didn't say it. It kind of finished my sentence and it stopped.
Right.
I didn't say it. And then you hear the word deceased. But before that, the very front of the clip, something we were talking about last week is Kristen's name, sometimes mine, you know, and Kristen, and we don't know which one it is because we're Chris and Kristen, right? Comes up, but it is a very clear, hey, pause, Kristen, you'll hear prior to the me talking. And go ahead and listen in. This is clip number two.
Is there anybody here that'd like to talk to us?
Okay, guys, you're good. I ran it twice.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, that is something that just happens, like, all the time. I don't know what it is. Like, why do they know our names? How is that even... possible? It's something we pondered. We have spirits around us that say, hey, this is so-and-so. I don't know how it works.
It happens everywhere. It happens in my house, of course, that would happen because they would probably know my name, but it's different spirits also that come through that know it, and maybe the other spirits tell them. I don't know.
It's odd, and it seems like anywhere we go, there's going to be, you know, some high Kristen in there.
Yeah, I know. It's everywhere.
Which is really strange. So, you know, I remember I interviewed Jack Kenna, and he said that was something that happens to him a lot. And he felt like it wasn't a harmful thing unless they say your entire name, you know, and if they use a nickname, if they use your first name, that's all good. But if they start using your full name, like your
really
full
name,
you got to start looking at that a little closer. And he blamed demonic sources for that kind of thing, which was really interesting. And that's an interview I did with him. You can actually find that interview on if you search for Dark Horse Paranormal Podcast. And I believe that was episode one. Jack Kenna and Ellen McNeil. So, and yeah, just to tell you guys, you know, we're Bigfoot and a Bunny. If you guys go out and you search Facebook for us, Bigfoot and a Bunny. If you search Purple Raven Paranormal, if you search Dark Horse Paranormal on Facebook and especially Instagram, we're on Instagram a lot. Mm-hmm. We're kind of working on a Twitter thing. I don't know if we're going to do that or not. We may or may not. But I don't tweet well. I'm not a big tweeter.
Yeah, so no.
We'll have to see how that goes. But we may get there. And any other social medias we're on? Did I miss one?
Spreaker.
Yeah, we're on Spreaker. Right. Correct. Dark Horse Paranormal's on Spreaker. And, of course, this wonderful radio station.
Absolutely.
WPRN is on Spreaker as well. And you can find us at WPRNtalkradio.com, which is probably where you're listening to us.
So, 107.7
in New Orleans.
That's right.
That's freaking awesome. I love that. So let's go into our next clip. This one's kind of simple. Just asking for
me to ask the last name.
Yeah,
is it me that asked?
I think so.
Last name.
I think it was you talking in this one, asking.
Okay.
It comes right back.
It's amazing.
What's your last name?
Boy.
What's your last name?
Boy.
What's your last name?
Boy.
We back, guys. Awesome. That one, I looped that one 3 times because it seemed to be a little short, so I looped it out 3.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm sure you guys heard that. And we should try to pick like clearer, you know, spirit box recordings because they, you know, they come through the radio better. And depending on like what you're using for the speaker to listen to this on, your headphones, you know, your laptop, computer, whatever it is, you know, they may sound better. They're always going to sound better through headphones. And if you have like pretty good headphones, they're going to sound a lot better. And anyways, I guess we can move on to this next clip, which is a really interesting one. We felt we came on to the name Toby and.
Yeah, he sounded a little young, we're going to say, per se. And we asked, how old are
Toby.
You?
Toby. How old are you?
How old are you?
Toby, how old are you?
How old are you?
Y'all good, babe.
Right on.
Right there you should hear 7, 3 times in a row on that clip.
Right. I think that's the one, and I can't hear it when we're playing it, but I think it's the one we both ask the same question and get the same answer.
Right.
Right? And like, what?
Sounded so young, and that's like, why we asked.
Well, how often does that happen, though, when you're like out in the field trying to do the stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that we were onto something in this undisclosed location that a lot of people go out of their way to say it's not haunted. But I think our feeling was that the woods around it were haunted more than the actual place.
Absolutely. So that being said, I really had an issue being drawn to these woods. Like I was saying before on the other show that the cemetery itself didn't feel really haunted. Like the woods
felt calm, felt very calm.
Yes.
And what you said was immediate, you know, and you have the skill set for this kind of thing.
I mean, we have video of it.
We gotta go there. Yeah, we got the video. We record, you know, in 2 different recorders. We've got video going, you know, and then you might add the other toys, but I mean, that's our basic setup because we love EVPs. We love spirit box stuff we can play back for you, for other people. You know, it's hard to play back. Well, my EMF spiked. And, you know, we do that too a lot of times, but it's not as impressive as having, you know, some kind of cool recording. So as you were saying, we were drawn to the left-hand corner.
I was already asking the question a bunch of times because I just really wanted to hear what we'd get back, and this right here is what you're about to hear.
It's all the noise in the woods. It's all the noise in the woods. It's all the noise in the woods.
Ooh, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, y'all got the tail end of the recording coming in there.
No worries. The tail end is where it happens. We hear, are you scared?
Through
an app. We have pretty good luck with this thing. Kristen likes it and is close to it. And You know, sometimes it's annoying, just like a spirit box where you're just going through stuff, but we can capture identical type data between our spirit box and the app. And, you know, it definitely works. The spirits will speak to you however they want to speak to you. If they want to speak to you through dowsing rods,
crushing bottles, crushing water bottles, right?
We can't play that one because it's we were talking about that, and within the sounds of other sounds, and you can actually sometimes get a recording, which is very interesting, and it's clear as day, but it's like that's wrapped within the other sounds.
So at the beginning of this recording, when I ask who are the people in the woods, in the beginning of this recording, it says, one spirit says, have no clue. But then all of a sudden it pauses for a little while and it says, are you scared? Like really sinister.
It's very sinister.
Yeah.
And, you know, our feeling again from that left-hand corner moving around this undisclosed location in the woods around it. We had this experience and I think we talked about it a little bit on the other show. We were walking over there. We weren't recording yet. And we're hearing like tree branches break and this kind of weirdness in the corner, and Chris is very drawn to the corner, and she turns to me and says, did you hear that? And I had just heard what the sound of like snorting and what I thought was a boar and didn't realize at the time, because I don't hunt, that we don't have boars in Massachusetts. That's what I heard. You can imagine a boar sounds like ruffling around or making noise in the woods and snorting. And she said, no, I didn't hear that at all. I heard a woman laughing maniacally.
Twice.
So, twice.
At the same time you heard the voice.
I guess so the second
really
time.
Different things for said, us. Yeah. Very bizarre.
Yeah, right. And I thought, well, that's weird. Okay, that's polar opposites. So, you know, what does that mean? And then we walked up. We did our session over in the corner, and we get a lot of the stator and. We did in a few different parts of the cemetery and just kind of explored it, toured it, because it is beautiful and we were respectful. In fact, I took an incredible amount of glass, broken bottles out of the cemetery. You know, that one's, you know, for the haters out there, because, you know, I was trying to get back, and I always do that. And we're always very respectful. We don't leave trash or cigarette butts or anything like that, you know, in any of these places we go to. In fact, we try to clean them a little bit.
Yeah, if we can't see it, we want them to be respected. So we go over and we clean up, you know, around so people can read them.
Right, right. And then we have some thoughts on, you know, what that is that we think was in the woods, maybe circling it in some kind of maybe protective way. But it gets a little heady and it's tough to prove. But as we have a general feeling, we have some data that we're not going to play that kind of points to something kind of nefarious going on, or at least at some point in time. And I mean, this point in time could have been 1984 or 1884. We don't know. We have no idea. We're certainly not blaming any community for it. Have no idea. We don't even know if it's real. It's just what we've got in our impression of it. So, we like that. And we get that on the app. What's that name of that app again?
It's called the, I want to make sure I have it right, because I always turn two numbers, letters backwards. Yeah. It's the SGK1 app. And I have so many recordings and everything. And just like Chris said, it's the intention, basically. It's your intention.
It works well. We figured out that it does work off a sound mic. It gives you the impression it's taking it off of internet radio, but it isn't. But how many other apps? Like, I've had great luck with Echovox, and I would tell you Echovox is a great app. You know, when it's working, when they make it work, it's awesome. Jack Kenna, in that same interview I discussed before, loves Ghost Radar, an app I don't like, right? But it gets results. It seems to not matter. You can have almost like anything. And if they're connecting, and maybe you have a secondary way of validating that data, that helps you, you know, justify its use. And that is what we do.
Well, when you get, when you have the app, when I had my app going, you were getting similar things, almost as you were getting the same words back on your S-Box.
Right, right. And we've done that, right. And we've had this result. We did a really interesting thing on our different Skype call a week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, I guess. Again, with Seraphine Hurley, who is on after Bigfoot and the Bunny, so stay tuned. And Lorelei and
Angel Rock.
Clarissa and Joe, of course. And Lori had some activity in her house, and she has kind of a known activity in her house that seems to be increasing as of late. And Seraphine, who is in another part of the country, Lorelei is in a different country, and we're up in New England. We were able to get similar names, data back using different tools, me using my old school Radio Shack, Hack Shack, like the real Hack Shack. I have one of those that I modified. She's using the paranormal puck, getting literal words getting back to her. I'm getting the same words on my Shack Hack, and things are going on in Lorelei's house. You know, it was so cool. Country. It was so cool, you know, that we were able to.
So right there, we had something extremely paranormal. I mean, who would get that? There's three different states in a different country, and we all got the same exact, you know, data, name.
Pretty much the same data,
and
yeah.
All five of our names were called out.
That's right. That's right. And we have a recording of that.
That's right.
We recorded it. So, yep. We were all called out by this entity. I'm not going to call it a spirit because I don't think it is a typical spirit. But, yeah. Yeah, we actually got that. So, anyways, our next clip is a pretty simple one. But what I like about this clip is the voice that's in it. It sounds like this kind of old man saying to John. So, we ask if you know, if you have a message for us or something. I forget, but the response is so clear, and the voice that comes through, very interesting. So, here's that one.
Do you have a message for us? George, come on. Do you have a message for us? George, come on. Do you have a message for us?
You good, baby?
Right on. So I hope you guys like that. This next one is sort of like a finale at the fireworks show, right?
This is our piece of resistance. That's what we're calling it.
But we've got a little time. We should talk about, you know, what led up to this, right? So this was pretty neat. We had done our sessions. And we do them with just, you know, nothing going. And we do them with spirit boxes and recording. We record everything with video. Sometimes we mix them. But we had worked our way around. And we were in the area they call the meeting house area. Prior to going to the woods, just prior. And this is an area where the grass doesn't grow. And there's some legend about that. And there's these four posts. And apparently there used to be a meeting house in the center of this particular undisclosed location where families would gather. I don't know exactly what they did in there, but I trust it to be good. They eventually moved the meeting house to another place outside of a cemetery. But this was the land they owned. This is what they did. And, you know, being respectful of that, we were doing our thing. We left a spirit box, so we have a couple, radio scanning, you know, in that area with a separate recorder. And we went, Kristen had my Tascam DR5, which is a really nice recorder, more of a high-end recorder, with the headphones plugged in. These, in fact, noise-canceling headphones. They're noise-canceling, and that's a good point. Right. So all she can hear really is what's coming through the recorder. Okay. And we're walking away. So the recorder's pointed away from the spirit box that we left. And we went to the outer wall.
Towards the woods.
Right. Toward the woods where we think there's an issue, I guess. But this is part of why. And we're working our way, and I'm walking, and you know, we're asking questions and all that. And we get to the wall, and we hear somebody go, "Hello!" Like really that loud. Like wicked loud.
And it echoed in my earphones. I was like, my God.
The recorder. I hear it. I thought somebody was at the gates, right? Which the gates of that particular undisclosed location were away from us, behind us, whatever. It definitely came from behind us. You know, we're like, oh, geez, you know, who is that? I thought somebody was there, like, calling us out. I literally jumped up on the stone wall that surrounds it, and I'm looking for people, you know, because I thought somebody was calling us. We heard this loud hello. This is the paranormal part, right? So, like, looking, all this stuff, I jump. I don't see anyone. But I'm like, well, maybe they were walking by. They're gone. I don't know. I'm looking pretty good, and I have a pretty good view of the road leading up to where we are, which is, by the way, the whole thing is off the road. It's very rural. You have to walk about a quarter mile to get to it. Nobody there. No one. And we both had this experience. Now, keep in mind, she has noise-canceling headphones. She's pointing the microphone, right? We both hear the same exact thing. We're both kind of like, well, you know, and jumped a bit.
Right. Jump off the
wall, and I landed. There was a rock on the ground. Like, that looked like it was from the wall, like a big piece of slate or something. It makes a noise that makes her jump again.
I did. You'll hear it. It's bleep.
You'll hear it in there. And we censored it because we were kind of freaked out. And then there's an EVP, which we didn't hear at the time, right after. And the EVP, I'm just going to, should I tell them what it is? Or let them say it? I don't know. I guess we'll tell them. It says, "Rock, 'twas old."
And it's in old English.
Exactly. It's in this old English language. And we have one more clip where we're going to separate it, and, you know, you're going to hear it. I amplified it. This is as it was recorded on her recorder that she's holding with the headphones on. But I also, you know, I amplified it, and we'll play that clip next so you can hear it even more clearly. But listen close. You're going to hear the voice in pretty much on any speaker you got. You're going to hear something, right? And then we'll show you what it is. So right, we're good.
That thing is the f- just scared the shit out of me.
That thing is
the f- just scared the shit out of me.
All right, guys.
All right. Fantastic. Hope you guys can hear, make that out and hear it. And yeah, we're going to play that for you again. Now, in the next clip, you're going to hear it amplified. I slowed it down very, very slightly just to make the words a little bit more clear. And I really want you guys to hear this. Rock, 'twas old. Maybe we could play that.
Yeah, that was much louder.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Better amplified, yeah.
You know, this is, I guess, how we would imagine somebody from the time. And this cemetery was founded in 1740. Not to give away any clues, but, you know, may have talked back then. You know, the first person was buried then. So, I don't know.
He wasn't happy with us about that rock, did he?
No. Rock was old. Well, you're kind of stating the obvious. But, still, we were, you know, because of what had just happened and the intensity of it. And I think we got some other stuff actually walking toward the wall that we probably didn't include here. We really did leave out a lot of stuff, especially stuff that named certain names and stuff I was hinting about last week. I'm sorry. With certain families and that kind of thing. We wanted to leave that all out and kind of start anew here. Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, we had those two experiences.
The hello and then that. The thing about the hello was we had all these recorders on. When we got home, not one of them had the big hello.
Right. I'm sorry. I forgot the obvious point. Right. So we heard this thing that made us jump, made me jump on a wall to see who was there. It's not on the recordings.
Nothing.
So I don't know how to prove that to anyone, but it happened. It happened to her with noise canceling headset on.
Yeah.
Really weird, you know.
That's one part of the best paranormal things to ever happen.
Absolutely. And I've been doing this a long time. I've never experienced that. Everybody hears something like loud, like somebody yelling at them, but none of it gets recorded. Are you serious? That happened.
Yep. It really did.
We we were pretty excited, you know, to
we've been working on this for a long time because of being an undisclosed location. We had to cut out 2.5 hours worth of, with, you know, data recordings, everything. And like Chris was saying, it had a lot to do with the names that were there.
We hear them. They're in the recording.
Yes. And there's a lot of other stuff that we just can't say and we won't. But yeah. It was quite interesting.
Definitely interesting. And yeah. So that was that. I don't know that we have some more stuff. We may share it at some point. We don't want to reveal it and be uncouth like that. And we certainly don't want to send anybody there if that's not what the owners want and want to respect that. But I will say a lot of people say this place isn't haunted. We noticed on YouTube there were lots of people popping out saying, not haunted, not haunted. There's a big sign that says, do not investigate, do not share any data. And that made us pretty curious. Sorry. You know, not that I'm a complete conspiracy theorist, but it's a little odd. And I don't know if there's some maybe dark history that maybe occurred. Not necessarily the people that founded it, but over time, there's a lot of legends surrounding it. And we've had some banter online about that, but we're moving on to other things. For the most part, we went to Hope Cemetery in Worcester, Massachusetts, which was pretty fantastic this past weekend, as we mentioned earlier. And we had an interesting experience with a common name. From that cemetery, common name around here. And I think we can just say the name because there's actually a mansion that is supposedly, and I've not had the pleasure of exploring it. And it's closed now. It's been closed for a couple of years, called the Houghton Mansion. And we heard this news story. We found this news story about the Houghton Mausoleum in Hope Cemetery being broken into times. And the last time they caught the guy, he is apparently using the bones, including bones of children, mind you.
Yes.
In a Santeria ritual. And they're like, well, I guess we got to go there.
Yeah. Let's go do some interviews with some spirits.
Right. Yep. And it's not like a recent burial or anything. It's just old stuff. And we went there and we had kind of really interesting results. We're still trying to figure it out. In fact, I'm going to send the recording to some of our friends there. I might have mentioned there earlier. You guys, Seraphine, Lorelei, Clarissa, Joe, we're going to send you guys something because
it's very
what we got was this kind of repeating thing. When I go into the AM band, we keep hearing the same words, but we hear them in different pitches. It's not the same thing. Like, it was just playing on one channel over and over and over and over.
It's not that. And the whole recording, that's the whole thing.
It's like
there's
10 minutes
no radio of it. Whatsoever, right. Either on it. And right. That's the bizarre part.
It goes through.
Yep. Speak. And that is one of the bizarrest things I've ever heard in my life.
Right. There's like three things that get said, and the clearest thing is speak.
And a fourth at some other point.
Right. At some point, you'll hear a fourth pop in.
And it's the same words over and over and over again. And we can only make out like one, maybe two of them. But this is why we need some help.
Right. We debate on the second one who's like, well, it could say this, could say that. Not really positive. But there's one word that's super clear. It comes through in different voices and pitches, you know, jumps around and says, speak.
And a lot of times it gets angry. It's like something, because we had the recorder going for a while and we're trying to ask it questions. And some questions, it'll say it and then it'll go speak. And it gets really angry at us, like that hypo.
I know that. Handsome. It's one of my cats. Say hi to Babaloo.
You make me anyway. Break out MacGuffins.
Right. Yeah, we're all cat lovers. We're weird cat people. So, that's really a cool recording and bizarre. And we're still trying to hash that out, as well as some of the other stuff we got there. And, you know, even if you're not into the paranormal, I would so recommend just going to the cemetery. There's 20,000 interments, but it's known nationally as one of the most beautiful cemeteries because of the monuments and stones in it. Well,
they're elaborate. They're
funerary beautiful. Art is what they call it on Worcester.gov's right. website. It's amazing. And it is totally worth seeing. So we enjoyed that. We got some other things planned in the future coming up. Planning a trip to Lizzie Borden and overnight stay. We would like to do just us. And there's Dogtown. We'd like to do Dogtown. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think too many people are familiar with that. We will, after our experience, have you familiarized with that. With that mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very cool. Very interesting. Kind of covers a lot of levels of the paranormal, including cryptids, which is an area we don't really go into, even though, you know, we're Bigfoot and a bunny. It's kind of funny.
That's right.
But this place, Dogtown, is really something to behold, from what I understand. So we're planning a great trip there in the near future. And we got lots of things coming up. We got lots of things. There's subjects we can talk about. There's investigations. We're into all kinds of things. You know, and just so you guys know, you know, again, and not to reiterate myself, but you can find us if you look for Bigfoot and the Bunny on Facebook, on Instagram, soon Twitter. We're going to have a BigfootandTheBunny.com website up soon. I've got the mm-hmm. domain name for that. And we're going to put something together. It kind of ties everything together, so it'll be a little bit more simple. Maybe there'll be some, you know, stuff like, you know, we can't do necessarily on the air, unfortunately. And this is an odd thing. There are a lot of angry spirits out there that swear, you know, they say, you know, who you are in your life is who you are in the afterlife. And apparently that holds true. There's a lot of stuff we're holding back because, frankly, there's quite clear, you know, swearing and F-bombs and things like that, you know, from Hope Cemetery, from the undisclosed location, you know. I guess we can't make everybody happy, right?
Right.
So that's
if you'd like, you know, if you have any questions for us, please let us know. You can question us here at Bigfoot and the Bunny. You can email us bigfootandthebunny @gmail.com.
Absolutely. You know,
we're on Instagram, Bigfoot and the Bunny. We're on Facebook. So if you have any questions for us, please let us know.
We'll search out those outlets, Bigfoot and the Bunny. You can search Dark Horse Paranormal. You can search Purple Raven Paranormal. And you're pretty much going to, you know, get a lot of the same not all the same stuff. We, you know, we try to keep them a little different and, you know, reach us through those channels, you know. But until next week, you know, we hope to see you again. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show, enjoyed those clips. There'll be more to follow. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.